Tomorrow, the city of New York will open a separate high school for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered students. The Harvey Milk School, named after the gay rights activist and San Francisco politician who was assassinated in 1978, will welcome about 100 students this year and as many as 170 students next year. Weekend Edition essayist Nat Irvin wonders if it's such a good idea.
As a black American who grew up in the days when Americans attended so-called separate but equal schools, I can't understand how anyone could believe in 2003 that creating a separate learning environment based on one's sexual identity is a good thing. Haven't we learned this lesson, that separate but equal does not create equality? And more important, in the long run, such policies do not help the group separated from the mainstream to advance its own interest. One need only look at the history of black Americans to know that living separately from the rest of the mainstream of society hurts you in virtually every way, socially, politically, and economically. Indeed, the civil rights movement was predicated on the idea of integration, that blacks should be included, not excluded from the mainstream of society. Times have changed. Now, disenfranchised groups, such as gays and lesbians, seem to desire separation rather than integration. The tendency for groups to want to self-segregate is understandable and hard to ignore, especially in hostile environments. We see it when high schools decide to sponsor racially separated homecoming king and queen pageants and separate high school proms, when black students on large white college campuses insist on having their own separate dorms, their own separate clubs, and even separate graduation ceremonies. But who actually loses when ethnic and cultural groups self-segregate? We all do. The world is full of all kinds of people, gay, straight, white, black, or otherwise, who may help you. But if we're all separated, especially as youths, we're unlikely to find one another, and we will never know one another. We won't benefit from one another's perspective. Being separated from the rest of the mainstream may look attractive, and it may appeal to one's cultural and ethnic and gender pride. But in the end, what's left is an exacerbated sense that you're being left out, that people are having conversations about you instead of with you. If members of the gay community feel that the best way to educate the next generation of gay and lesbian youth is to separate them, then what happens to society? How will the rest of society learn about gay and lesbian life and grow to welcome a broader perspective on the world into our own lives? If the goal of the gay community is to change American attitudes, my question to the next generation of gay student leaders is simply this. If you're not going to change people's attitudes about gay people, then who will do it? Should we just leave the job to Queer Nation, Bravo, Showtime, Boy Meets Boy?
Nat Irvin is the founder of Future Focus 2020, a research center at the Babcock Graduate School of Management at Wake Forest University.